So scientists are implanting human brain cells into mice and rats now. Opening parenthesis. ANTIMEDIA. This weekend, at an annual conference for neuroscientists in Washington, D.C., two papers will be presented detailing experiments exactly where human brain organoids, tiny, lentil-sized blobs of human brain tissue produced from stem cells, had been implanted into the brains of lab rats and mice. Health and science news outlet Stat, which was offered summaries of the papers ahead of the conference, explained how brain organoids perform in an exclusive published Monday. They give birth to new neurons, a lot like complete blown brains. And they create the six layers of the human cortex, the area accountable for believed, speech, judgment, and other sophisticated cognitive functions. The concept is that if brain organoids can mimic the electrical activity of an actual human brain, researchers may possibly be capable to study the behavior of issues like autism and epilepsy. To do this, even though, the organoids would have to be the size of a human brain. The only way to achieve that is for the organoid to have blood provide. As it takes place, one more paper getting presented this weekend at the annual meeting of the Society for Neuroscience will cover that incredible topic. That group of researchers, Stat, reports, has effectively connected human brain organoids to blood vessels. The notion that human brain organoids can not only function but, if permitted to, potentially develop, is raising all sorts of ethical queries. Bioethicist Josephine Johnston of the Hastings Center told Stat, "It comes down to consciousness. It brings up some fairly exciting queries about what permits us, ethically, to do analysis on mice in the initial location, namely, that they're not human. If we give them human cerebral organoids, what does that do to their intelligence, their level of consciousness, even their species identity?" Legal scholar and bioethicist Hank Greeley of Stanford University appears to agree, telling Stat, that the fast advancements are forcing scientists to ask themselves if they're creating something human-ish that you have to take seriously in terms of according it dignity and respect, and figuring out what that even signifies. Christoph Koch, president of the Allen Institute for Brain Science in Seattle, told the outlet The Planet as entering entirely new ground here. And that the science is advancing so swiftly, the ethics cannot preserve up. Another portion of the challenge, as Stat explains, is that a couple of men and women basically know such experiments are taking location. Although the National Institutes of Health has a moratorium on funding analysis that puts human stem cells into the early embryos of vertebrates, there is no such ban on implanting human organoids, and practically no a single outdoors the labs conducting organoid analysis has adequate of a concept about what's going on to, say, contact for a commission to study what ought to and ought to not be permitted. If all this sounds vaguely familiar, you are not alone. Greeley, the Stanford bioethicist, noted to Stat. That subsequent year marks the 200th anniversary of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. "I feel that story is relevant to what we're speaking about," he stated. Antimedia team, Creative Commons, Antimedia, report a typo.